The most subtle and mysterious of all of the layers of our multidimensional being is the bliss body, the Anandamaya Kosha. And it lies as close to the essential self, it's the closest layer to pure consciousness or Atman. And then next layer down is Vijnanamaya Kosha, our intelligence, discrimination, intuition. So this mysterious bliss body, Ananda is the word for bliss, is the source of our capacity for joy in life. This is what the Tathaitriya Upanishad says. Within this Vijnanamaya self and apart from it is the self consisting of bliss, by which the former is filled, meaning the intelligent, discriminating sheath is filled with Anandamaya Kosha. Love is his head. It's making a comparison with a bird. So love is the head of the Anandamaya Kosha. Joy is his right wing. Delight is his left wing. And bliss is his body. Brahman, that would be the essential pure essence self or consciousness itself, is his support and foundation. So joy, delight, happiness, bliss, all of the delightful, desirable feelings we would like to have are said to emanate from this most interior sheath. And if you stop to think about it for a moment, this seems somewhat surprising because normally we think of our happiness, our joy, our bliss, coming from outside of us as a result of how something that has happened that we like. So ice cream gives me happiness. The well-being and the admiration and affection from someone else makes me happy, gives me a sense of joy and well-being. We tend to exteriorize our happiness and base it on whether it's something we like, and if something we don't like, then we're not happy. But what the scriptures are telling us here and what this model is telling us is that regardless of what it is that makes us happy, it's our own inner capacity for happiness that allows us to have this sense of bliss or well-being or joy, however we want to think about it. So all levels of happiness, joy, bliss, so on, arise from our own inner capacity, our own inner wellspring of bliss. And it's the external events are merely triggers. So if I feel delighted and a sense of joy in a beautiful sunset, it's because it has brought forth in me that beautiful sunset that I have now noticed and responded to. It's just as possible, and unfortunately, often I'm not aware of the beauty of the sunset because my attention is somewhere else or because I'm concerned about something else, my energy is directed elsewhere, and the sunset does not trigger that sense of happiness or well-being. So the sense of joy is not in the sunset. The sense of joy is in me. And whether the sunset triggers that or not is dependent on all those internal factors that are unique to my situation, and all the other levels of my dimensions of my being determine whether or not I experience joy in the presence of the sunset. So that one understanding can help us realize that all the conditions for our unconditional sense of well-being, our inner sense of joy, are within us and within our control to be able to bring forward in our own being. And our practices then, through all of the levels of our being, can allow us to be able to access and stabilize this inner sense of connection with our own bliss, our own wellsprings of bliss that are our innate nature. In the five kosha model, the Anandamaya Kosha is the closest to the essential self, as we mentioned. In the three-bodied model, which we realize is the physical body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we have another understanding or another look at what this most subtle labor is. So the causal body, or the karna, sharira is the word in Sanskrit, is also the wellspring of cause through all the rest of our aspects of our being. And it also gives us an understanding of how this layer may be impacted or colored by or shaped by those deep-seated vasanas or inclinations that are mind that have distorted it in some way or another, because it's also called this seed body. So the very seed of our being is this blissfulness of being alive, which we can see in a small child who hasn't yet developed. You know, all the other aspects of mind have not really come online yet in a small child. And you see their complete delight in every moment of life, or a response to something that causes them distress. So it's a seed body that is blissful, but also that seed body is carrying the other aspects of ourself that are going to come into manifestation. So the fact that we have a blueprint that's operating here at this level, and that blueprint is both biological, so as we develop through our lifespan, different capacities and different experiences come online and different capacities begin to unfold. But it's also then the motivation behind all of that is to have an experience of ourselves as this pure core of blissfulness, this pure core of awareness, and that life itself is intended to be the experience of blissfulness, regardless of whether these situations are what we would have chosen with our lower mind, or factors that are obscuring this blissful light of our being. And our job as yoga students is to begin to thin those veils on the core of consciousness, that inner light of blissfulness at a very innate aspect of our being. And it may help to cultivate gratitude is one of the ways in which we begin to reconnect with this sheath when we're thinking about practical applications. The practices of meditation may let us touch into this place as well as begin to clear the obstacles to being connected to our own blissful nature. And the practices of karma yoga and devotional yoga and service to others begin also to shift thin those veils around the light, to be able to shift our obsession with our own self-referencing preoccupations that are part of our thinking mind, to be able to shift that to this inner state of blissfulness and to make connection to our inner self. So we want to remember the world is a manifestation of Shakti, of the divine itself, and that we are a manifestation of the divine with the capacity to be consciously aware of that blissful nature, and that all of our life and experience and everything around us is worthy of reverence.